Britain's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that could prevent the country leaving the European Union at the end of next month without a deal. It'll now move to the upper chamber. Opposition parties and rebel Conservative MPs want it to become law before parliament is suspended next week. It's the second parliamentary defeat for Prime Minister Boris Johnson in as many days. Mr Johnson responded by putting forward a motion calling for a general election on October the 15th. Bangladesh has banned the operations of two non-governmental organisations, accusing them of persuading Rohingya refugees not to return to Myanmar. The US-based Adventist Development and Relief Agency and local Al-Markazul Islami have been ordered to stop their work in the country immediately. Last month, no one took up the government's offer to repatriate the refugees to Myanmar. Pope Francis has arrived in Mozambique at the start of a tour of southern Africa that will also take him to Madagascar and Mauritius. His visit comes a month after Mozambique's government and the former rebel movement RENAMO formally ended hostilities. Coastal residents of the southeastern United States are bracing for greater impact from Hurricane Dorian. It left a trail of destruction and at least seven people dead in the Bahamas. And a man in Wales has lost the world's first legal challenge to the use of automatic facial recognition technology by the police. Ed Bridges said he'd been scanned without his consent. The High Court ruled that the use of the cameras was lawful. BBC News.